probably over to Joe.
Written it on me.
Or is it back to Matt, the employer compliance?
It's a bit of a combination of the two, really, I think. The reports that you have in your paper, that paper F, are a new, probably a new spreadsheet this year in terms of monitoring who has paid when and by when and whether they're in time or not. I mean, obviously, the key data that you've got really for April is a complete month.
Yeah.
So you'll see, in terms of our administration strategy, we set a date of payment and returns received by the 12th of May, or 12th of the month following.
Yeah.
Our old regulations and our historic admission agreements said payment should be made by the 19th of the month.
Yeah.
So I've tried to highlight in various shades of grey. The lighter grey are those that are within the regulations but after our admin strategy, and the dark grey, which is red in the real world, is one that is late.
Okay.
So in terms of last month, we had 6 returns after the deadline and 11 payments after our admin strategy deadline, one of which was significantly late, which was Carisbrook Castle.
Yeah.
I think from our point of view, from
the
admin point of view, the reason that we've looked at the 12th as the deadline date is that we need to get and collate and make the payment across by the 19th of the month.
Yeah.
So it's not receiving it on the 19th is too late for us, because we can't therefore pay it over.
Absolutely.
Or receive a payment on the 19th but not receive the schedule, because we can't then actually marry the two together to actually ensure the payment's made. So I think that's where we talked about the admin strategy, that we need to be pretty rigid on when we have it, so that we as a team can get it across and pay it within the statutory deadline.
Yeah, definitely.
So the other page that you've got is May's, but that was as at the
middle,
it's very early in June. So I've now got updated figures for June, and I won't sort of bore you with the details, but of the returns received, with 28 of our 33 employers were on time.
Okay.
We had had two by yesterday, and we've still got 2 that haven't been received as at today in terms of returns. So that's an improvement a bit on last month. In terms of payments, slight reduction in the amount that we received on time to 15. And as at yesterday, there were 16 that we hadn't received, 17 that were technically late according to our admin strategy. Of the returns that were late last month, there are 3 that are late again this month.
Right, okay.
Of the payments that were late last month, 1, 2 are not late. And the one that was very late last month, the return was received ridiculously early, but we haven't had the payment yet. But it's still within time. So this is the kind of, we're now 2 months in. So what we need to determine, and I think this will be the first month that we're really going to prosecute this, is actually we need to take this forward now.
Yeah.
We need to communicate with our employers that says,
oi.
Oi, exactly.
Oi.
Yes.
I mean, sorry, what I was just going to say is I was wondering, because I could see you've got something on the right-hand side, whether we couldn't have some column that says percentage late.
Yeah.
The total group,
maybe,
but individually or something.
We can't have it in colour, but what I could do, and what I have done, is basically I've adapted the spreadsheet that the admin team use. And as this was the first month,
I know
it was very difficult to do a cumulative, because the second month
I'm just
was
thinking
rubbish.
Moving
but
on,
going
really.
Forward, there is a whole fantastic spreadsheet that's got yeses and noes, payments, returns, received, blah, 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 on time or not.
Yeah.
So we can use this going forward.
It helps to know if somebody's always late, is it a one-off, why they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What might be my last contribution before I go back to the ferry? I think it's great information. From a board perspective, the issue is recording breaches. And if anybody's outside the admin strategy, but inside the statutory deadline, that's not a breach. It's only if you're outside the the legislative date 19, is it a breach? That it is a breach. So all local, so we immediately have that dividing line. What I'd suggest is that if anything was outside the after the 19th, it is actually recorded on the breaches report.
Mm-hmm.
And as to whether or not it's material, you may need to wait a second month, a third month,
yeah,
to see if there's an ongoing problem. And the employer liaison role would try and understand what the problem is. Is it a resource problem? Is it a training problem? Do they have a cash liquidity problem? And that is information that will help determine whether it's recordable breach only or of material significance.
Mm.
Because if the cash is not coming in for 3 months, then I think the board needs to be really seriously considering that.
To put into context, the employer that was outside,
yeah,
the recordable breach, yeah, is one member of staff.
Yeah.
The total contribution, yeah, is probably about 200
yeah
quid
yeah
per month. So in terms of material significance...
Yes. It's one person affected.
Yeah.
But if it's an ongoing issue...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Claire, you deal with this quite a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
And I think you've come up with... You speak to them quite regularly. We do understand. We had one where we didn't have a return because the lady
mm
had her heart surgery or something.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
And so she
yeah
couldn't actually
yeah. Yeah.
physically
yeah
put the return in
yeah
or somebody's left and the replacement wasn't...
And with this employer as well, we have also been engaging in terms of
yeah
potential exit
yeah
planning.
Yeah.
So
right, yeah, you can see the full picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
But narrowly, from the viewpoint
yeah
of the board, if it's after the 19th, it should be recorded regardless,
mm-hmm,
and then these other criteria determine whether or not mm-hmm it's a material significance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't put this on the breaches log yet,
yeah,
but it will be going forward, and this is the start of the next
yeah
phase of our reporting and
yeah
breaching.
And I think at this stage I have to leave you. Thank you very much.
Thank
I've
you
really enjoyed it.
Thank
you
very
much
for
your
time.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
And a lot of positives, really. You should congratulate yourself after what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
I think you really come out the other end of the tunnel. There's an awful lot of good practice. My pleasure to be here. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'll leave Matt to
yeah,
do
sure
KPIs.
Yeah.
I'll come back in for the brief job. I'm just going to
okay
make sure Gerard goes.
Please do.
Well,
escorted off the premises.
Yeah. Yeah. What, who needs to do what
yeah
by when?